Dav Samach Dalet Amun Aleph. Kli Kli Bishratzim Ksiv. It's written by Shratzim Kol Kli Asher Yasim Malacha. That's the pasuk of the Kli that you're using for the Gzeir Shava. Magufi Dekor the Shratzim Amotzi Aleph. You can't learn it out from this pasuk itself without the Gzeir Shava. Asher Yasim Malacha. The words of the pasuk Asher Yasim Malacha Lav Kli Tachshit Masha does not imply a Kli that is jewelry, but rather a Kli that you do work with. Saku also Menutzah Shel Izim. It's made from the plucked hairs of the goat. Shafal Pishinu Or, even though it's not woven. Elakela Katan. It's just a small braid. Also, menutzah shel izim made from these plucked hairs from the goats. Litlus bo batei nefesh letzaver bito, to tie this batei nefesh like some sort of like amulet jewelry around the neck of his daughter. It's tummy. It still can become tummy. Shidarko b'kach. This is normal. V'takshit when it's considered jewelry. V'hafi kamar. And this is how you read it. Shilu tummy mishum arik. That is tummy because of something which is woven. Afal pisha ino arik. Even though it is not really woven. Kolei gimelim gimel chutin. Three strings. Shel mitzvah that has been spun. Shel nutzah shel izim. That comes from these nutzah shel izim. These plucked hairs of the goats. Tzavua. And it is dyed. Now, which is being braided, that is the weaving that's done. Akashu Tavik, once it has already been spun. Because we said earlier about this Tichi Chalilsa in the beginning of the parak. The Karilahu Arig, we called it woven. And that which it says that even though it's not woven, Kalemra means to say, Lav Arig Mamish. It's not really completely woven. Elasak, ha'osi lubosh, ainly elasak, ha'osi lubosh royim, it's meant for the shepherds to wear. Kukoli is misrach shel sus, shekurin patro, it's this chest scrap that's being put on the horse. Chabak is tzingolo shel sarg v'oichiv, this is a stomach scrap on the horses, as part of the saddle. Oisin is the minutzel shel izim v'tavi v'arig, and they make it from the, here's from the, from the goats, and it's spun and woven. Yachal Shani Marbe, Hachavolim HaMashichis, Linsel. It's a flax made string of it's very thin, in terms of it's a thin rope. Shasan Limdoid, it's made to measure. Vekoilim in Anutzel, and it will be braid from the hairs of the goats. Kamosha Nitlisha, as it's been taken off the animal. But ain't the tub, and they don't spin the thread. It's not comparable to the braiding of the three strings that are related to Hassan Tavihu, because there it was spun. And that is its weaving. Since it says kol, which means everything. But it makes sense. It does not be included. You don't need a pasuk to exclude it. Hain, but to me it's a question. To me it's a question. Is this correct statement? Im hikil betumas sharet shehikalo klomer im hikil milatame chavolim umeshichos. If you tell me that you're being more lenient for making tummy the ropes hikilocha b'sharet, you become more lenient with the sharet shetumas kalo tumas erev, which is something which is only a tumas erev, meaning that when it becomes tummy, it goes to the mikveh that night, becomes tahor. Nakal gamma nachnu bin av, that we'll use, that we'll go and use and make a bin av. This being amba mace with regard to tumas mace shetumas chumur tumas zayin, there's a more stringent tumah that the person becomes tummy for 7 days. And just like we learn out the tumah by a dead person from the tumah sheretz to exclude the ropes, yolof nami sheretz mameis, we'll learn out the sheretz mameis, the chol maisa izim, and it has to do with being made from a goat. The rabbis could kill the bechavik to include these straps of the chest and stomach straps. Inli elo b'sheretz the osak hasam ksiv, that's where the pasuk of osak is written. In Rebel, it Amidor had bombs Navasus to include to make Tomei something which is coming from the tail of a horse, but Tumas Erev, who the Rebel, then that's with a nighttime tumble, that's what you're including, meaning that if you're going to make something inclusionary, that's and making a Tomei, that's going to be something which is made from the horse's tail, and it's only going to be a Tumas Erev, a one day tumble, that the person goes to the mikvah, and that night becomes Tahar. Shehi meruba shekol makos tumas erev hein. That all at times when a person becomes tummy from touching something, it's only a tumah that causes him to go tumah that day. He goes to the mikvah and is tahar already that night. Bein the sheretz from the veil of a shechazera. Doesn't make a difference if it's coming from touching a sheretz or a nevela, or it's from shechazera, or being touched by a zov, or being touched by somebody who is tamei mase. All cases of where somebody touches somebody is making them tamei elav maga hamase bovad. It's only if the person touches the actual corpse itself. Mufnet tzarach shetei gzeir shav azu mebeis tevois the megan va'or mufnet. You need a disc gzeir shav we're making from the two words of megan, or they have to be nufim, which is completely extra. The midrash is there for this drasha shelo yusrichim legufim, they aren't needed for themselves for any other reason but the drasha. Ma'achar shem mufnet lumo gzeir shava, and after the extra, in order to be able to be used for gzeir shava, halay kama dechsev drasha b'kra behedya, says if the drasha was explicitly written in the pasuk ve'im eshiv lein, you can't ask any questions on it. The la mufnet, if it wasn't aminan legufim ba'ol, would say that they're coming to be toast for something in and itself, what the words are implying in themselves, not the actual drasha. We won't learn this thing from it. And the truth is, we could have said this on the first gzeira shava. We brought the whole price at first. So parach ahad the soluk mina, we ask on that which we finished off saying. And with that answer that we're giving on the sefer, it also works for the first gzeira shava. In truth, him that beged and or the garments and the hide become tamei. Mitzad echad haksuvim b'sheretz mufnim. That's written by sheretz of extra kedamim. As we said, ahol haksuvim b'meis ein mufnim. That which is written by the tumah of from a dead person is not extra. Hanichal mani repluks of the Rebbe Shmuel v'Rabbanan. He maseches nida b'mapelas. It's a machlekas Rebbe Shmuel and Rabbanan and maseches nida in the fourth parak called hamapelas. Elamani amr lamidin im ein shuvah. If there's no question, umeshivin im yesh lahashiv. If there is what to ask on it, Michael and Neymar, har yesh laheshiv. We do have what to ask. Where she came with tamam b'kadosha. It's more stringent than the sheretz tumah because it already causes tumah with just a small beans amount. Malageh b'kol tamei nefesh o isha shertesi men l'shech v'zer. It's a pasuk. That the dot the breast of the woman are put into it, gichuch litzanis is a frivolity. Luznus espinois of Moav, that which you did by Maisa Shittim to have illicit relations with the daughters of Moav. Shemakachasis in Midian, perhaps that's what you did in Midian also, Lakachat and Sukhan carbon, therefore you need a carbon. Lonifka, Lonefsa, Midas, Yehudis, we didn't lose our Jewish morals and we did not sin with the Midiani girls. Daf samach dalid omid beis. Shazon the lashon mazon. It's a language meaning from feeding. Shinenu v'maris ayin, that they got pleasure through looking. Tachshitin shebachutz tabas a ring. Tachshitin shebefnim is dekumus, which is something for the osam makom, the privates. Lomer l'cham mistakel be'etzba shein makom tabas, which is the place where you put the ring. Mistakel makom kumus is as if you're steering the place of the kumus, the privates. Shari kapara al zul al shenistakel ba, because this atonement in the kapara is being brought for that which they steered at the non-Jewish women. But matzisin b'chute sa'ar sheklas behen sa'ara, that she braids her hair with it. Be'mi shalot to loosen their cut off and not her attached hair, because that would be usher. For example, like from a horse, they are sewn to the net that she wears on her head, that she's no longer going to take it off to show it to others. It's going on the Kayan Peril Nachris. The Asul Elabi, the Mepekbal Rishisaram, that we said earlier in the beginning of the parak, that you can't go out with them to the Rishisaram, it's the Chashvinan, the Chatzar Mutter. And we need to teach us now that you can go out to the courtyard. The couple, the safe in the Masis, and the Iflugabah. Amoroi and the couple of the Sefer and Mishnah, we don't argue, the Amoroi and not argue about the Kunyam, the Kibish, everyone holds it's the woolen cap that she's wearing. Payanach is Klea Sa'ar Tulusha, it is detached, braided here, but Sabarta al Saran, she gathers it together on her hair, Im Kliyasa, with the braid of herself, Shatira Balasana, she should see herself look and appear as a woman that has hair. This is Mishnah, actually, and the Gemara is the one of the sources in discussing the machlokas over whether or not a peyanocher, so sheitel, is permitted for married women. The moich sheba ozna shemosenes levloya lecha shel tzoyas ha'ozen, that's put there to absorb this moisture liquid which is coming out of the ears. Shibasandalo the Tanu, which is her pleasure, Lunidosa Baisa Mokum in her private Shayulaba Hadam that will absorb the Dam Nido Loitan Bigdeha and her clothing will not get dirty. Pupul is pupul aruch, it's a long pepper, she no sense isha bapio, shirechara, a woman who has a bad breath will put it into her mouth. Gilkal Melach Kmo Gagar Melach, it's like this little seed of salt. The refuas chalishanaim, which will help for the for a person who has a toothache. Shnatzel sopiu meboidim balos before it became Shabbos. Shein to service the sentence bleichel memokom acher vehi shel zahav. She puts it into her jaw. From, it comes from somewhere else and it is made of gold. Rabbi Matir lots is supposed to go out with it. Chom oisin the kevin the meshuna bo. The meshuna, since it's something different, meshar hashinayim from the rest of her teeth. Dumu machaycha elo. Perhaps some people will laugh at her v'shakel. Then she'll take it out. Mehalsim from there. Amanti lo biyotin carrying in her hand. Ubukamor armin and the shalzotna kadafka. Then the Gemara will tell us that we're dafka intent talking about a golden one. Lishan chamina shein tosevis is shein shel adam hayasit. It was this shein tosevis. This false tooth was from a human. Vahatera the elkan is going on the previous heter. V'lava pulta the Rebbe Rabbanan. It's not in the machlokus of Rebbe Rabbanan. V'achti kamis Rebbe pilpil. Ubudalkal melech v'shein tosevis. If you have the pepper or the little piece of salt or a false tooth, shein shel zahav, and the gold tooth, Rebbe Matir, Rebbe permits. So the shein shel zahav is going back on the heter and then starting an argument with regard to the gold tooth. Gemara, the lo ma'as, the lekka lemeimar the mishal falay. You don't have to. You won't say you shouldn't take it off. Mishum the moch v'lo umabdil biyadeh, because people laugh at her. And she's going to end up carrying it in her hand. The basmina who v'lo mitker is not recognizable v'lo mechaychi. Although I mean, they're not going to laugh at her. V'vayd shelo teisiz akeinu b'chuti sash v'yalta with the screams of hair of a young girl. V'yalta b'shel zakeinu a young girl with an old woman's hair. The levanos al shcharos because white hair on black hair. Al shcharos al levanos or black hair on white hair. Ma'az is discussing usi lemishlof and she's going to come go and end up taking it off. Kol shasu chacham b'reish pirkin. In the beginning of the parakhut, it's semer opishtin, toitafois, vishar, shinuyim, the mishnah, all these strings of wool and flax and other things which are mentioned in the mishnah, shasalachas behem, rishas rabbim, that we said that she was forbidden to go out into the public domain with it. Also, let's say the chotzer rafal gab to shirley to tolindo, even though it's permitted to carry them, the terrace kli on them, because they are called a kli, a vessel, kadamran, as we said, harihain, kakola, kalim, and nitlin, the chotzer, like all other vessels and kalim that are allowed to be moved in the courtyard, mu derech malbush, also, to wear it, would be forbidden, the margalo, because she got used to it, the mafkaba, rishus rabbin, should go out with it to the public domain. Chutzma kabbal opeyas, shemutu la chotzer, is permitted to go out wearing it into the courtyard, can not in a season, as we said in the Mishnah, the time of the first come in. The reason will be explained later. Hakol kachovul kol nesterim. Anything that is forbidden, the neser elal rishus rabbim is only forbidden to go out to the public domain. Avol chutzur, but to the courtyards mutarim kachovul, they are permitted like the kachovul. Vishlam rav nichud mid the nakat hani said these are shavkinu leinuch and left off the rest. The misni v'hadai elisura bereisha that were mentioned explicitly in the ration that's also the ration of the mission chal the kulo afol chutzur b'sirayu kaimin. That implies that all of them. Even into the going out into the courtyard is already usur. Kadesha looks kind of hitir look tzaski shootim hanotim. They printed for her some of her jewelry, their pretty jewelry, to make her look nicer for her husband. Kadetayni the chosher rabbanah chidet the rabbanah were worried about this. Vinidasa hayudarshin harishenu kamashmo. The earlier chachamim were making the drasha as it's implicitly implied in the words. Kedavra menudo umarchak mevayla, something which is in, like somebody who's in excommunication and distant from her husband. Shelo tochol einecha, she shouldn't put on eye makeup. The lo tifkol sarak al panecha, she shouldn't put on mascara. Timpol balaz v'odo, but it's red mascara. Tehevin nidosa, but to muscle, that she remains tummy. Ad shetava v'mayim, litzvol to go to the mikvah, v'afal pisha ovu zayin shelo, v'pasak mayinah, even though 7 days have passed, and she stopped bleeding, she's still tummy until she goes to the mikvah. Kol she'osu chachomim shemaras ayin shelo, yechashtuhu, v'isser, people shouldn't suspect you of doing an isser, k'goyim sirio, m'kastum, m'kafayim, like the armor helmets and the armored boots. Oh, lo yikshar gamalms observe to tie camels together. The Mexicans al chingu because it looks like you're going out to the market. The lo bezuga half a bishu pokok. They know moedly kol doesn't make a sound. Little takes it. The hemibo the animals allowed to go out with it. Time of fishing and perik mabama hemu explained in the previous perik. From the Mexicans al chingu prohibition because it looks like it's going to the market to be sold. But hanging the brisa the bechutzer the lekamaris the ayin mutter. It says in the brisa that in the chutzer the courtyards where there's no reason a person's going to, the people aren't going to see you, there's no prohibition, and it is mutter.